interestingly, here at the store, and my wife makes fun of me because I say stowa. Mm-hmm. And I picked that up with my sister saying it, and I didn't realize that I said it too. But here at the store at Buck's, it was built in the late 1880s by Mr. Joseph Hall.
This store here.
Mm-hmm. This part from here over to the chimney, just this little area, was built by Mr. Joe Hall, who had gone to Texas during the Civil War and joined Terry's Texas Rangers. And at the time, Terry's Texas Rangers were like the Green Berets down there. They were a mean bunch. If you wanted something taken or held, they were the team that you put in there to hold it or take it. He came home, he was captured, and came home after the Civil War and built this building for a couple of his sons to run. He had four sons, I think. And he built this as a store and put two of his sons in it, and they ran it until probably the early 1900s and got out of the business, got out of the store business, and the store was passed on to a Mr. Walker, who at the time was using this little part of the building as a barn for hay and that stuff to be stored in. And it was vacant at the time about 1920. Well, Point of Store was built, I think, 1902 or 1903. In the late 19-teens, Buck's dad, Mr. Clarence Rowe, was a clerk over at Point of Store. And he kept seeing this vacant building sitting over here.
Oh.
And he got the idea that, you know, I believe I could have my own store.
Opportunity.
So he either bought or rented the building here in 1920 and started his own store here. And ran it as C.B. Rowe. And prospered. And Buck was born about that same time, about 1920 or so. And didn't stay in the store much as a child, from what I understand. Went off, joined the Navy, went off for World War II, and came back 45, 46. And he joined his dad here in the store. That's when he became C.B. Rowe and Son. And they stayed here ever since until Buck passed away. But in the mid-50s, they moved the store, building the store, the little part of the store you see in some old pictures, was parallel to Mark Pine Road.